2018. There are 322 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870, The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines. We'll recap a busy weekend in sports. The Cats continue to disappoint. The Tops do not. We'll also look back on the first weekend of Olympic competition. We'll get ready for Valentine's Day. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl, it's Beej. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Ready for a new week?
Yeah.
You get Valentine's Day right in the middle of the week, if that counts for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask if you're in the 53% of women who say they would break up with their significant other if they got nothing for Valentine's Day.
Well, I wouldn't break up with you. We're married.
53 out of 100 women say no Valentine's Day gift. Then, sorry, we got to go Splitsville. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger Fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
It's Monday.
It is.
Break it down.
Tonto, jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it. You must have it. Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
How's Misty?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Have you been out sliding this morning?
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
But it was a little icy this morning, and I did like how former President Lincoln and native Kentuckian, I liked his way of making sure that we observed his birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go to school on President's Day next Monday, but you're taking off on my birthday,
right.
which is today, so get it, Honest Abe.
Oh, Honest Abe.
He did it again. Some delays this morning and business delays and things. Grayson County Schools closed today. Just another one of those winter Mondays turns into a three-day weekend for Grayson County students, at
Kids
least.
Kids aren't mad about it.
Also, they might be mad about it when they have to go to school after Memorial Day.
Yep, they'll fuss then.
Well, remember back on the 12th of February when you were so gleeful over not having to go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, today is payday.
Mm.
You got to pay that back. I do want to give you a bit of a traffic advisory. Those of you who use 259 to travel between Grayson and Breckenridge County, you surely are by now aware of the disruption in what's been going on with the bridge on Kentucky 259 across Rough River Lake there at Eveley. It's been shut down to one lane for the better part of a week. And tomorrow it will be shut down, complete closure of the bridge tomorrow between 8 and 2 p.m. Central Time while they do a further inspection on the bridge. Normally, those inspections would occur under a lane closure, but with one lane already closed, the inspection will require full closure. The inspection last week focused on a specific beam, and now a more detailed analysis of the entire structure will take place before a project is let
for the repair. So they don't want to repair just the one thing that's visible. Mm-hmm. They want to go through and do a comprehensive evaluation of the bridge, do it all at one time rather than having to do it now and then come back a short time later and do. The entire bridge is the same age.
Yes.
So, you know, just because you got wrinkles on one part of your forehead, if you fix those, chances are some other wrinkles are going to spring up.
Going to pop up somewhere else.
You know, like,
get just you like that.
Just because you get rid of your crow's feet on one side of your face doesn't mean that the other just goes away. You know how
that
works?
It would be so nice, though. I'm going to need half that product.
Last night about 11:20, the Grayson County Sheriff's Office wax fire. And EMS responded to the 3000 block of Grindstone Road on report of a shooting at the scene. As first responders were en route, Central Dispatch informed them that the victim, Brian Blessed, had accidentally shot himself in the chest with a .22 rifle. Deputy Sheriff Rance Hubrey was the first to arrive at the residence, was told that there was no one there had been shot. After physically seeing everyone in the home, he informed dispatch that the address on Grindstone Road was incorrect. While attempting to gain the correct address, dispatch was told that family members of Blessed were transporting him to a hospital via private means. EMS and Wax Fire, along with Deputy Hubrey, then met the vehicle transporting Blessed at the intersection of Grindstone and Down School Road, where he was loaded into an ambulance and transported to HMH. State police, which were already had been alerted to the incident, were then dispatched to HMH to continue the investigation. The injury, apparently a through-and-through chest wound, Blessed was apparently conscious and alert and is expected to recover. That's the latest information on that. The Grayson County Sheriff's Office has welcomed a new deputy, as Kelsey Overton has recently graduated from the Police Training Academy in Richmond. He graduated from Class 488 on January the 26th after a little over 23 weeks of training. Got very high marks and praise from instructors there, and looks like we'll be is out in addition to the department, an additional deputy. I am glad that the significant amount of rainfall that we got over the weekend did not occur during sub-freezing temperature conditions.
I agree.
Otherwise, we would have a completely different experience than what we're having this morning. We were disrupted by a little sleet and freezing rain and what turned into a slight coating of ice this morning. But had we received the amount of snow we would have received when we get, you know, that much rain, it would be tough sledding this morning, but in areas that does not mean it's not caused problems in portions of eastern Tennessee and eastern Kentucky where creeks and rivers are escaping their banks. And a woman's body has been found by a river behind a church here in the Commonwealth. Knox County Coroner Mike Blevins confirmed that 33-year-old Stacy Hobbs was found dead behind Swan Pond Baptist Church. A church member found her lying in a drainage ditch that flows in the Cumberland River early yesterday morning. State Police Trooper Shane Jacobs says the cause of death is currently unknown. Authorities do not believe her death was related to the widespread flooding in the county this weekend. An autopsy is scheduled in Frankfort for today. Hobbs was from Barberville, where the church is located, and it's unclear if she had any connection to the church. Mm-hmm. Now, they're in Harlan along the Cumberland River. It's not too often that they have to closed the floodgates to that city, but flooding brought on by the heavy rains have prompted a state of emergency in at least one southeastern county. An emergency declaration was issued for widespread flooding in Harlan County late Saturday night. No injuries were reported, but they said that the judge executive there, Dan Mosley, said it had been a long, heart-wrenching 24 hours for the people of Harlan County. Several homes had to be evacuated near the Cumberland River, and they opened up some shelters as well. The river at Baxter was 6 feet above flood stage early yesterday and was expected to flow below flood stage last night. The ground also already very saturated. Mm-hmm. You know, we got as much rain in a 24-hour period than we generally get in the entire month of February. So there's no place for that rain to go. The General Assembly voted on Friday, more specifically the Kentucky House voted Friday, to pump millions of dollars into an emergency loan fund that could be tapped by school districts struggling to meet expenses due to sagging revenues. The proposal is a response to the financial woes in several school districts in the coal-producing regions of eastern and western Kentucky. They are struggling to pay their bills due to plummeting tax collections, largely tied to the declining coal sector. House members voted 85-2 after a lengthy debate to send the measure to the Senate. The vote came amid a flurry of action by the House on Friday, accelerating what was generally had been a slower pace as this year's session approaches the halfway point next week. The measure would put $7 million into the emergency loan program. The money would be drawn from excess funds in the state's main funding formula for public education. Now, there are a couple of floor amendments that have been added along. One legislator wanted to add a piece of the pie, a piece of the formula that said a school district can only take one of these loans every so often. They don't want perpetual people coming back to this fund. It has also been capped at $500,000. It's a no-interest loan at $500,000, but it would have to be repaid within 5 years. And I believe that she's saying that I believe that one of the things that were being said was it's maybe 5 years that you can do it, but you can't do it again for 5 years. You have to repay it within 5 years. I don't know what a payroll looks like for a school system.
Sure.
But I can see where it would easily, you know, you've got school systems that are struggling to make payroll in some cases, and they've cut until it really can't be cut anymore. I don't know that $500,000 goes a long way toward a struggling school system, because to remedy your revenue stream for a school system, it's clear. Most of the revenues for this school system, beyond what the state offers, are coming from property taxes that are generated as a result of, and there's coal money specifically involved, but you get property taxes, all the various ways. Well, let's say you could convince the people, okay, a tax hike is going to have to happen in order to save our school system or to help save our school system. That takes a calendar year to get that resolved. Yes.
Well, and then my thought process is, if they're struggling and they need the $500,000, even if they do that, even if they take the year and they raise taxes to shore up what they needed, the $500,000, where's the remainder, the over that, going to come from to pay back the $500,000?
Right.
That's a lot of cookies the Girl Scouts have got to sell.
I laughed at the $7 million last week when I said $7 million.
That's going to save a school district.
That's going to save seven school districts.
Which school district gets saved?
And so in a commonwealth of 140, now not all of them, of course, are in dire. Most of them will tell you they have no money.
Sure.
Most of them will tell you our economic situation is bleak. And many of them would be accurate in saying so. But you have 140, and then you decide you're going to put a little pile of money, a little $7 million over here in the corner, and say, okay, you all fight over it. That's just...
Sumo wrestling, please.
Superintendents. I get it. I understand that they need help, and they recognize there's a problem. My point is that isn't that sort of like taking an ant gun to kill an elephant?
Yeah, I think so.
Noticed Rand Paul was pretty high profile over the weekend. Senator Paul was one of the people who helped instigate a brief government shutdown. I don't know if you know this or not, but the federal government did shut down again for about 2 hours.
I missed that.
Friday night.
Missed that.
And then they got it resolved. But then he was making the rounds. He was on Face the Nation yesterday. And he gained some notoriety after he got bear hugged by his, you know, he kind of went quiet for a while he recovered. But then he's been kind of scrappy the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. He's feeling better.
Bette Midler may go to jail because of Senator Paul.
Okay, hold on. I'm leaning in a little closer.
Right.
So she tweeted over the weekend, "Where's Rand Paul's neighbor when you need him?" Well, then you got a lot of people that say, hey, That's tantamount to threatening violence Absolutely. Against a U.S. senator if someone had said that in reverse.
Yep.
So if it was a big, bad, mean Republican or Libertarian who then had said something about, boy, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if something bad happened to, you know, Susie Liberal over here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Bloody murder would mm-hmm. be screamed.
I agree. That's uncalled for.
Good old Senator Paul.
You know,
Senator McConnell has to really tire of Rand Paul because he won't fall in line.
Right.
You know, he is the annoying little brother
mm-hmm.
that's just always, yeah, well, pew, 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 you know, that kind of outsmarts him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, I oughta.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Senator McConnell, he's going to be introducing Chuck Schumer to speak at U of L today. McConnell and Schumer are usually at odds, or at least trying to out-scheme one another, and they will share the stage in a much more polite setting in Louisville. And Schumer is set to give a speech at a group of at the McConnell Center. Of course, he and Mrs. McConnell, Elaine Chao,
mm-hmm.
you know, are big wigs with the McConnell Center there. So. Now, through the years, Senator McConnell has invited people from both sides of the aisle to speak to the university. But it just strikes me as one of those, if there's such a thing as a Republican in New York, I think Chuck Schumer is closer to it.
Yeah.
He's not the, he kind of gets down in the dirt with Nancy Pelosi, and so he gets muddy. I can see where the leader and Chuck Schumer are collegial in the sense they've both been there for a long time. But what bothers me a little, we want them to work together, there's no
sure.
doubt. But when you're on television, you make it look like Ralph and Sam, like the sheepdog on Looney Tunes, right? And then they clock out and they walk away arm in arm, you know, morning Ralph, yeah. morning Sam. And then as soon as the bell rings, you know, as soon as they clock in, they're trying to kill one another.
Yes.
This is what this looks like.
But I really would like to hear what McConnell has to say in the introduction today. What do you say?
Sure, he'd say, Chuck, after you're finished, let's go mud bog.
In Litchfield.
Play wet. There are mud bogging places that are underwater today.
Unfortunately,
so,
yes,
I mean,
it's not the option today.
Today's the day to do it. I mean, if you want to go.
Really want to go mud bogging.
Sure. U of L won 94-60. They played without Ding Adell, and they beat Pittsburgh 94-60. The Tops beat Florida International 83-76.
Nice.
The Cats stink. So I got a message Saturday evening from... the tallest banker you know.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the UK game? Nope. I said, I used a cow line. I refuse to let them steal my joy.
Yeah.
I said, I'm watching the Olympics. USA. USA. Right? The Olympians are making me happy. The Cats, they're not going to steal my joy.
Not so much.
Are we going to get into the Olympics?
Yes, next segment.
Okay.
And here's something,
I'll save mine.
Here's something that makes me happy. Two-time third region singles champion from Cougar Tennis, Grace Gorby, signed her letter on Friday to attend Georgetown College, where she will join the Tiger tennis team. Her sister and brother, mm-hmm. mom and dad were there, longtime coach. So see, I love seeing young people
Thank
like
you.
That. They're going and furthering their, not just their athletics. Georgetown's a great school.
Yes.
Good old, the pride of Scott County. Valentine shopping complete?
Nope.
No?
Not even started.
Huh. Oh, I do have the kids done, yes.
No time like the present.
I got them a treat. Let's hope they don't find it before.
I've got an idea. I'm going to go ahead and give my idea on the air. Somebody can steal it. I'd like to take a different tack on the conversation hearts.
Oh.
You know, since we've been kids, you get the Be Mine and the...
Sure.
All the various ones that are mm-hmm. there, right? I mean, they're kind of clever. But I like to do things differently. you'll do.
You know, that's great.
You'll do.
All right. Maybe I'll do.
Retweet me. In this day and age, see, I mean, it's all social. Be mine for like 2 weeks.
That's a long time.
Probably not a good idea.
You could have stopped it not.
That's where my magic eight ball creeps into my conversation hearts. Probably not a good idea. All signs point to no.
Oh, I love that one.
Right?
But if you turn the heart, it says on.
True.
Is it no or on?
How about, I won't be ignored, Dan. It's a little specific. New candy, who dis?
I like it.
I think that's pretty solid. How about trapped in a candy factory? Send help.
No, I don't need help. Leave me alone. Leave me here.
Some conversation hearts. Some suggestions. We're going to get to a break. An Olympic update coming up here on In the Know. By Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where the mother of all floral holidays is coming up on Wednesday. And do not wait until Wednesday to slide in there and think, oh, I forgot. You've known it's on the way. Now, might I recommend, spend $100 on Brighton Jewelry, and you'll receive the Brighton Tote to accompany your purchase. Or spend $100 on Vera Bradley, and you will get a complimentary gift as your purchase as well. If you want to do something smaller, of course, they have the floral option available. But they have Beanie Babies as well, specifically for Valentine's Day. So stop by today at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Darwin Day. Just anybody you know named Darwin.
No, I know a Darwin.
I do as well. Actually, it's Charles Darwin. It's the anniversary of his birth. Mm. So, evolution dude. Mm-hmm. It is also Lincoln's birthday, as I told you at the top of the show. President Lincoln was born this date in, you know, a long time ago. And it is also, I'll tell you later in Gone But Not Forgotten, I'll tell you the year.
Okay.
No spoilers. So we don't celebrate Lincoln's birthday until next Monday, mm-hmm. but it's actually today, the 12th. And it is Shrove Monday. So Ash Wednesday, day after tomorrow. Fat Tuesday, tomorrow, Mardi Gras. And then today is Shrove Monday, also known as Lundi Gras, which is Fat Monday. It's also Rose Monday in Germany and Austria, where the groups of carnival singers called the Faschingschanger. Faschingschanger. Recall
like
the
a dish.
Recall the funny and stupid events of the past year. Well, we could be here all day doing those things. Agreed? Well, yeah. You know, a lot of silly and foolish mm-hmm. things have happened in the last year, but unfortunately, due to time constraints, we can't share all of them. The Olympic Games got underway late last week, since we were away, as a matter of fact, in Pyeongchang. That sounds like when a bullet ricochets off a metal room.
It does.
Pyeongchang!
Right?
It's been cold in South Korea.
Yes.
Been kind of an eventful first week. I got down with some snowboard on Saturday, the slope style, where they do the flips. So you were apparently dying to talk about the Olympics.
Oh, no,
you asked earlier.
Yes, Jason and I have picked up a possibility for our future together.
you know, we've been
curling.
Looking, yes, we've been looking for a thing to do.
Okay.
So I've never watched curling.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So we went and had an early dinner, late lunch Saturday and caught the couples curling.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I didn't realize.
Mixed doubles curling.
Mixed doubles curling.
Right.
So I said, that's what we're going to do. And about that time we looked up and the guy was sliding across the ice with the one, his back leg stretched all the way back.
Yeah.
Front leg crossed over.
Right. Yoga.
Arms straight out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You do a yoga
sliding
pose.
Across
yeah.
the ice. And he said, nope, I'm out because of that. But I said, but if you could pull it off, I've never ever in my life worked a sponge mop that fast.
Sure.
Didn't realize the Olympics had a sponge mop in it.
Clearly. You got to be a broomer.
Yes.
Right. You don't have to wear skates, though.
That's what he
said.
You get
to perform on ice, but skates are not required.
Nursing shoes.
Yes. You can do whatever you can do
yeah,
whatever you
no,
like.
We've
you
got
do,
it worked
you
out.
Can do platform shoes, combat boots, whatever you
we
want.
We do appreciate the insurance commercial with the curlers and the plaid. Did you see it?
I believe I've seen that
mm-hmm.
one.
Yep, for the suggestion on uniform.
Now, I would like to point out, you're not required to be romantically involved to be a mixed doubles curling
That's
team.
What he said.
I mean, we have a pair of siblings from the United States mm-hmm. who are competing. But yeah, there's a lot, you know, kind of a lot of strategy there.
It's really interesting. Like, I think I've about figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the scoring works.
Over the weekend, we, oh goodness.
I think that's what our suit's going to look like, the guy that's on Fox right now.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. With my nurse's shoes. My sass
Listen,
shoes.
That is comedy gold right there. I was going to be good and not say anything about the Obama's presidential portraits. I thought that they were actually going to be serious. But
I don't know.
Just wait till you get a look at these former FLOTUS. FLOTUS. Or Flo Obama. Hers kind of looks like a Beyonce magazine cover.
She looks nice. It's the dude on the end of the plaid suit that's interesting.
Yeah, but Barack Obama, he looks like he's been rolling in leaves in springtime. All right, so anyway, I can't get sidetracked by that. You'll see it later. We got our first ever luge medal.
Mm-hmm.
For the United States, I got the silver medal in individual luge. It's not the indoor stair luge.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
It is the actual ice luge mm-hmm. on a sled. And did you see the opening ceremonies?
No, I did not. I totally missed it.
I had a feeling you did not, and mm-hmm. here's why.
Mm.
If you had, you would have totally mentioned to me the Dumb and Dumber gloves that all the Olympians were wearing.
They did not.
Look up
okay.
Look up
all right.
the Ralph Lauren Olympic gloves that all the athletes from the United States were wearing. Remember Lloyd Christmas's mm-hmm. big gloves?
Mm-hmm.
They came up to his elbows and they had the tassels. And the internet went crazy. They are sold out at $995 a pair.
Shut up.
And Ralph Lauren says that they're not going to restock.
I wouldn't either. Good for Ralph Lauren. Let those who paid the $1,000 have a gym.
At $1,000, you can afford not to make any more of them.
Those are.
Yeah. Did you see them?
I have.
Yep.
Oh, those are fantastic. I so miss the opening.
I'll tell you who does need a pair of those, though. Frieda Feltner. So you're saying there's a chance
yes.
that I might win a medal. I did not like the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
I thought the opening ceremonies were, I give them a C.
Okay.
The Sochi Games were great. Beijing sort of broke the mold mm-hmm. when it comes to opening ceremonies. London did a good job. But there was something about the Pyeongchang opening ceremonies that I didn't like until the drones. So Intel set a world record.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympic rings always appear over the arena, over the Olympic stadium.
Right.
Intel set a world record for the most drones in flight, simultaneously synchronized. They used 1,200 drones to make the Olympic rings over the Olympic Stadium.
Now, that's impressive.
They flew them in. Look it up on YouTube. It is amazing how they did it.
You have 1,200 controllers.
You have 1,200 synchronized. They're all synchronized against one another. I mean, it's just imagine the same way that, you know, human brains synchronize what they're going to do. They're all collected together to do these formations. And they did a snowboarder first, like in the sky. Like, they had the board, and they had the person, and then they all, like, transformed, and it was the Olympic rings. It was amazing.
I'm picturing 1,200 men with, like, remote controls in their hands on the ground.
Men?
Women.
No. Nerds.
Did they get it right?
1,200 nerds.
Women.
Speaking of women, skater Mirai Noguchi landed the first ever triple axel at the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. First female to land a triple axel at the Olympics. I don't know if I like that team figure skating event.
Oh, I love it.
I like the figure skating okay, but I don't know if I like the team event.
Really?
Yeah, there's something about it. I don't know.
Doesn't take you back to Blades of Ice?
Nah, well, what was funny, we were at dinner the other night, and somebody made some reference to the Thursday night figure skating, and... of course, you know, these are people I didn't really know. So, sure, we were having hibachi. Fine, I admitted it.
There, I said it.
So, but our fellow diners, though, said something about how bad the figure skating was on Thursday. And I said, was your VCR stuck on Blades of Glory?
That's what it is, Blades of Glory.
Yeah, sure, Will Ferrell. Anyway.
Now they need the Olympic gloves.
Yes, they do. When Natalie Richards' sixth grade daughter told her she couldn't say no if a boy asked her to dance at Canesville Elementary's Valentine's Day dance, she didn't believe it at first. She told her daughter, oh, no, that's not right. You guys are misunderstanding. That's not how it is. However, after speaking with her daughter's teacher, she realized the statement was accurate. The teacher said she can't. She has to say yes. She has to accept. And I said, excuse me? So she went to the school principal. And the school principal says that they just don't, that they've had this dance set up this way for a long time, and they've never had any concern before. Please be respectful. Be polite. We want to promote kindness. And so we want you to say yes when someone asks you to dance. The lady goes on to say, I do see it from their perspective when it comes to that, but there are many other ways to teach children how to be accepting than with a social dance. She says it sends a bad message to girls that they have to say yes, and it sends a bad message to boys that girls can't say no.
I agree with that. It was my first thought.
I am shocked in this day and age that we, in light of the last 6 months of our world and more, but with like, high temperature, like high heat in the last 6 months, that we have a school that's using a Valentine's Day dance. Right. We have spent years telling people they don't have to do anything with their body they don't want to.
Exactly.
Except let someone touch you while you dance. Even if it's just hands, even if it's just... Let's say that the person is one of those really conniving bullies, passive aggressive, that bullies you in a weird way, but then figures out, I'm going to make you uncomfortable by asking you to dance because you can't say no.
I was just thinking that. I was so thinking that.
See, I cannot believe a school...
Right. And that's
thinks
exactly,
they're going to get by with this.
That's the age group that would do that. Hey, go get yes, go get Marcy because she doesn't like you and you all have this, you know, thing between you that's annoying and now she can't tell you no.
Well, it also, I mean, don't girls get to ask boys to dance now? Don't girls get to ask girls to dance? Don't boys get to ask boys to dance? Isn't that what we've told everyone?
Yep.
And if we're being inclusive and everybody and no one can, we want to be polite if somebody asks you to dance. They're going to say, oh, well, it's only like a 2 to 3 minute song. Well, you be stuck touching someone for 2 to 3 minutes that's tormented you.
Right.
You're an adult. You don't, you know, you have the ability to say, oh, no, I
right.
But we're telling kids, no, you have to do this. You have to hold hands for 3 minutes.
That was punishment at my house when we were little. When me and my sisters would fight, we had to sit on the couch and hold hands. Yeah, this amazes me. Wow. You're getting it wrong, school.
I'm a little surprised by it myself. Mm-hmm. It is in Utah. You know, Utah's more conservative, and they, you know, they...
I don't know if that's conservative, though. That's just...
Well, they're
wrong.
Sticking to the more traditional, though. They're yeah, you know what I mean. Their old habits die much harder, mm-hmm. you know, on that regard. So, but anyway, it's odd. So you say you do not, you have not started gift giving or gift purchasing for Valentine's Day.
I have not.
And you took care of the kids.
The kids are good.
All right, I just want to help you out. Here's some gift giving tips for men.
I need some suggestions.
Right? When in doubt, cordless drill.
I've done that the last 3 years.
Always. If you can't afford a cordless drill, buy anything with the word ratchet or socket.
Yeah, yes.
Attached to it.
That's true.
No socks. Really? No socks, no ties, no bathrobes, ever.
Yeah, never. No. Mm-mm, don't.
You can buy new remote controls to replace the old ones we've worn out.
You'd like that.
You can buy a label maker, almost as good as a cordless drill. And by this time next week, everything will have a label on it.
You could probably just buy a big pack of batteries.
Never buy a man anything that says some assembly required.
Yeah, there's that.
Rope. Men love rope. It goes back to the cowboy origins.
Oh, my.
That is soap on a rope.
No, that's frowned upon.
Thinking about that.
It's frowned upon.
And
who'd use the soap and you still have the rope?
It's really hard to beat a good wheelbarrow or an aluminum extension ladder. However, never buy a man a step ladder. It doesn't matter if only two steps are needed, an extension ladder is required to do the job. So yes. Never buy a man a step ladder. It'll just sit there and collect dust. Mm-hmm. We gotta have like a big tall Anyway, your mileage may vary on some of those gifts, but for what it's worth, there's a quick list. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. Before the 1600s, giraffes were known as camel leopards.
Really? Camel giraffes?
You think their print, you know, their print is sort of, it's not exactly leopard-like, but it's closer to leopard. And then they've got the big, tall.
It could be leopard.
Reminds me. I must share. I'll forget. Stumbled across a new restaurant yesterday that I had trouble sticking the landing when I pronounced it. It is the Big Britches Brewing Company.
And so if you know me very well, I hate, absolutely hate the word britches.
Yeah.
So he pops off with something kind of close.
I was one letter away.
Well, and I speak too quickly to try to get after something like that. Yeah, I know he does too. That's why. That's why we leave out syllables and letters.
Him like, what?
But it what? Was or where?
I fully did not intend to say what I said. But then
repented.
I got really tickled. No, I didn't repent. I got so tickled. I was like, hey, well, I mean, it's okay to say it if you didn't mean to.
I don't know. I think I'm just going to cover myself anyway.
It was funny to see him, though. He got tickled at himself.
I was like, whoa. Hey.
Well, I heard it.
I mean, generally, I do just a pretty good job of, like, holding it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have a lot of misspeaks.
I do. So I'm not even trying that one. Really,
you've got mine. At the box office this weekend, you'll not be surprised to learn that 50 Shades Freed was number one, 38.8 million. There is a, I'm going to make a prediction and say it will not be number one again next weekend. The people who were dying to see it got out there and saw it ahead of Valentine's Day weekend. It rolled out. They were hoping couples would go see it. Sure. So either they did or they didn't. You'll have some residual couples that will see it this coming weekend after Valentine's Day, and then you'll never hear about it again. That'll
one
be that.
One could hope.
Peter Rabbit was number two. The 1517 to Paris at three.
I do want to see that.
Yeah, and I didn't realize till this weekend that it's the actual guys in the movie. They're playing themselves.
Shut up. Now I really want to see
that
it.
They recreated it, and the guys who were on the 1517 to Paris are the actual actors.
That's impressive.
I knew that.
Well, I didn't until the weekend.
No, I didn't.
Because they typically won't do that. They won't let people play themselves in big Hollywood motion pictures.
Sure, that's why the actors are there.
Jumanji fell to four, The Greatest Showman at five, Maze Runner at six, Winchester at seven, The Post at eight, Shape of Water at nine, and Den of Thieves at 10. Hmm. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Ren, 10, 10. There's some speculation that Elton John either is performing or got a big invitation to the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle wedding. Here's how we know this. He's having to reschedule all of his shows for that weekend. That would be your first indication that he might have other plans.
Yep. Got a wedding.
Yep. Got to do it. What else? Stranger Things Season 3 gets a lower episode count. I don't know what to take of that, but it will debut with a shorter episode count than last year's season two. They will begin filming in April. We will backtrack to eight episodes instead of the nine they premiered last year. Well, whatever will you do?
One week.
The guy who played Freddy, which is where Frank Underwood loved to go buy barbecue in Washington, D.C., on House of Cards, the actor Reg Cathy has died at the age of 59. And what else to tell you about? Oh, and apparently we're going to find out tonight that Omarosa had some big issue over the weekend on Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm.
And we're going to find out she had to be hospitalized.
Hello.
My guess is Omarosa signed a one-week contract with Celebrity Big Brother, and they had to figure out a way to get her out.
Kill her off.
That's right. But it is reality TV. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head done, so you can just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we're trying to have a good sound tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. No, it's not. But I still look good, though. How come? I bet you want an autograph. Woo! You and your fans. Gotta do it in the penthouse. That's why I keep my pen. What you can't dance, ain't got rhythm. But you got a man. I don't see you with him. Put your phone down. Let's get it. Forget your Instagram and your Twitter. Got me like, whoa. Wait a minute. You need to take a minute. Loosen them shoulders up. Hold up. Let's work. Don't so firm on your attitude. You gotta relax.
EMB's point to ponder for today.
Let me show you what you got to
do. Am I the only one who is really curious but yet amused by saloon doors?
I think they're great. I always love to go to just houses that had them.
I had a pair of saloon doors sneak up on me yesterday, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because when you think about saloon doors, they really don't serve any purpose other than a reminder. Because you can clearly go under them. You can see over them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shroud of secrecy whatsoever on what's going on behind saloon doors. They're also, they are oddly vented.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, well, if you can see over them, or you could crawl under them, Are the louvers really needed for ventilation?
I mean, right? Yeah.
So I tracked it back all the way to the Old West, and I'm thinking, so, I mean, really, what true purpose did they serve other than to remind the horses, you all don't come in here? Yeah. But the horses had the ability to look over the saloon doors to make sure that the owner wasn't in dire straits of some kind.
I'm thinking it was just a slowing down mechanism. You come flying in or flying out.
It was easier to throw people out of the saloon.
Well, it's kind of like the...
You can just throw them into the street easily.
You know, that thing that you have to push your body through? You know, that turnstile kind of thing?
I hate those.
Turnstiles, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a... It's kind of slow you down for a
second.
I'm
not good at those.
No, I'm not good at that.
It's just sort of odd, you know. It's I'm wondering if... movie scenes are done in a completely different way, mm-hmm. thanks to the saloon doors.
Absolutely.
You know, you got the big mean guy standing outside the saloon. Mm-hmm. He can see over. You can see his big hat. You see doom coming your way. And he marches forward and the door is just... If that's a solid door that he has to knock on, like, who is it?
Who is it?
Like, the people.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
It's a different movie.
I'm just saying. Mm. You don't see saloon doors in convenience stores very often anymore.
This is true. We did. Just saying.
Yeah, there are only a couple of places on earth you know you probably are. If you spot a convenience store with saloon doors.
But to be fair, everything about the convenience store was nice. Bathrooms were clean. So it wasn't like we were stepping back in time or anything crazy.
This could be. Remember what I said? That you know business is serious when it has a drive-thru?
Yes.
This convenience store had a drive-thru.
Wow.
And it's not because they had like a McDonald's attached
no,
to it. Whatever you needed.
No. Just milk.
Just drive-thru. And
it was large. I know that you all are, like, in your mind, you're looking, like, at a small place. It was very large. Multiple gas pumps.
And I broke one of my cardinal rules, by the way. Mm-hmm. I historically refuse to do commerce with a business that uses phonetic spelling in their name.
I don't. I like it.
If you throw a big K-W-I-K at me, you can forget it. Mm-hmm. If your corner's got a K in it, mm-hmm. we're out. You can forget it. But... But I just could not resist walking in and having somebody yell at me.
Yeah. It was the get and go.
The get and go.
Get. You get.
It's like the do stop. Just do. Get and go.
But I got about 4 whole minutes of comedy, like, out of the deal. So, see what happens when I break my cardinal rules? I get stories. Television tonight, Magic Johnson. We were just talking about Magic Johnson during a commercial break a while ago. He is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Heather Graham is on Jimmy Kimmel as well. Jimmy is apparently the only one who doesn't care to go up against the Olympics because all the other late-night shows are in reruns. And then freestyle skiing, snowboarding, speed skating, hockey, luge, and ski jumping, all featured on the various primetime coverage of the Olympics tonight. Today's highlight in history, this date in 1809, cousin Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States, was born in a log cabin in Hardin, which is now LaRue County, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We could drive up there and have a picnic today.
Or not.
All right. In 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People was founded. In 1914, the groundbreaking took place for the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. A year later, the cornerstone was laid.
We could just play with our Lincoln logs today.
Okay. Well, or go spend some Lincoln pennies. The redesigned Lincoln penny was replaced the wheat penny this date in 1959. Hmm. The Senate voted to acquit Bill Clinton of perjury and obstruction of justice this date in 1999. Adele cleaned up at the Grammys 1 year ago today. Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Russell is 84. Judy Blume is 80 today.
Oh, wow.
Country singer Mo Bandy is 74 today. That's a fun name to say. Mm-hmm. Michael McDonald is 66. Joanna Kearns is 65. Arsenio Hall is 62. Josh Brolin is 50. Chyna Phillips is 50. Christina Ricci is 38 today. Gone but not forgotten. Louisa Adams, born in 1775. Charles Darwin, born in 1809. Abraham Lincoln, born in 1809. Lorne Greene in 1915. Joe Garagiola in 1926. Busy day. Let's move to the chart toppers. We will go to 1964. Leslie Gore.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say.
I'm kind of creeped out by that song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little strange if you really sit and listen to it.
Is it creepy to you all, or is it just me? It's dragging.
I'm like, what put her down like a lot?
1973. Sir Reginald Dwight. What is the Crocodile Rock?
I don't know, but I don't think I want to do it.
I mean, is it this thing?
I don't know. Don't do
it. Well, if it's that, I can do that. But if it's something more than that, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
For shoes, it falls.
1982.
Crocodile.
Journey. Where's that fall on the list of Journey songs?
It's up there for me.
It's probably 6 or 7 for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. What's number one?
Probably Touching, Loving, Squeezing.
Oh. 91. Getting that hairdo next time.
I hope you do, my friend, because your ratings are going through the roof.
Check it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm getting that hairdo. We should all get that hairdo.
I think I would look solid.
I'm a single lady. All a single lady.
Oh, nice.
I'm a single lady. All a single lady.
Beyonce.
I'm a single lady. All a single lady. I'm a single lady. Now put your hands up.
Beyonce was number one. Now, Beyonce. Here's MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. It's pretty interesting, actually. Education is what remains after one has forgotten what one has learned in school. Education is what remains after one has forgotten what one has learned in school. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.